Hey, everybody.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Resilience. I'm your host, Quentin.
And I'm your host, Brianna. And this podcast is where we talk about relationships, resiliency, and real growth. And we have a big question that we want to ask today. How do we stay married in a world where divorce feels like the default?
Like, man, with everything going on in the world today, social media, we seeing divorces at high levels. I'm talking about older marriages.
Yeah.
Getting divorced. Like, how do you sustain the heartbeat of marriage?
Mm-hmm. So a powerful quote that we found says, a strong marriage is built on two people who refuse to give up on each other, even when the world says they should. And as I reflect on this quote, I'm thinking about the world. A lot of times, outsiders are one, I'm not saying all, but one of the factors to divorce because of outside chatter. When you allow the outside to infiltrate your marriage, it's literally like poison. It's not going to help. So let's go into our pop culture moment.
So in our pop culture moment, today is different. You see, we're kind of chilling, but we're going to go in our pop culture moment that we usually wouldn't go, but I think it's necessary. Today we're reflecting on, as of June 2025, Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert's divorce has made headlines. What started as a seemingly strong creative couple with public unity has ended in separation, highlighting how even power couples, again, we hear that all the time, power couples with public success struggle behind the scenes. This real-world example gives your audience something tangible to reflect on. By no means are we highlighting this to be a celebration or to be a gossip moment. Because at the end of the day, lives were affected and kids most definitely affected. So we just highlight this to say that no matter how much money you have, no matter fame, success, all these accolades, it just can't
sustain you.
It just can't.
And, you know, we are talking about staying married in a culture of divorce. Like, again, as I mentioned earlier, the default setting. You know, like when you reset your phone or you reset a computer, it goes back to the default. So everything that you programmed is erased. That's what we're saying with marriage. It's like, oh, this is not working. Let me go back to my default setting of single. Let me go back to my default setting of seclusion or just pulling away from what's happening. And so we're reading our notes because we want to stay on topic. So let's go into it. The statistic says over 40% of marriages in the U.S. end in divorce. Let me say it again. Over 40% of marriages in the U.S. end in divorce. That means 60% do make it, right? But what we're saying for the sake of this conversation is we don't want you to fall in the 40.
The 40% essentially is just too high of a number.
Mm-hmm.
I think as I reflect on today at work, you know, one of our categories was considered in finance delinquent accounts, and it was at 9%. That's considered high. I'm like, man, what if we took that type of approach to family dynamics, marriage? Like 40% almost seems to be, in some ears and perspectives, acceptable because it's lower than the 60.
Right.
However, it is definitely not acceptable because we know we can do much better.
And that's leading us to the cancel culture. You know, as I said earlier, the default setting, we are so quick to post such and such as cancel, or we're no longer shopping at these locations or whatever the case may be. And so love is not a subscription. Okay, we all know Netflix, we know Amazon Prime. We can cancel those right now if it ain't hitting.
It's a continuous.
But we get caught up on trends.
Right.
And you think, oh, this marriage ain't working. Let me cancel this and go and pick up another one. But the reality is, even if you cancel one, you got to deal with the issue of it.
And also to kind of piggyback off that is for those that do divorce and get remarried, for whatever reasons.
Whatever your reason.
There are some legitimate reasons.
Yeah.
And even the Bible says that.
Yeah.
But doing the work to make sure that the next one is sustainable.
That's our point.
Like, what are the nuggets? What are the golden gems that you can take? What are the golden gems that you can take from the previous marriage into the next marriage and make a gold bar?
Okay.
See, I use the phrase gold because I'm thinking of it as links, gold links.
Mm-hmm.
But when we make a bar, it's solid.
Okay.
What do we need in marriages? Solid foundations. And what I heard this weekend at a men's fellowship, a house built on a solid foundation can always rebuild when a storm or the wind or the rain or the elements come. But a house that's built on sand will surely, surely wash away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's marriage.
Yeah. So what is your foundation built on? And another point here is sustainability, right? What is it built on? So is it emotional discipline or emotional impulse? We will not, like in a relationship, I remember we went through counseling and our pastor at the time, he shared and asked us the question, you know, are you guys in love? And we were like, of course, of course. But obviously, there are moments where the sun doesn't shine, and that's the same thing that you're going to experience in your marriage. There are moments where it's not so smiley. There are moments where the highlight reel is a little rough, and you have to recognize that it's okay. What matters is what you choose to do in the storm. Why do you think Boys to Men created that song, Can You Stand the Rain? Think about that first line. On a perfect day, I can always count on you. Ooh. What the hell? No. But, so on a perfect day, I can always count on you. But can you weather the storm? And that's the part we're trying to say. We just want to be a voice to the masses to let, like, ring the alarm. Like, mayday, mayday. We got to get our marriages back in order.
Funny thought, though.
Go.
Here's to bring some humor. I don't know if anybody has ever heard this old cliche.
What's that?
No money, no honey.
Oh, my
God. So I say that to say finances, I'm not going to dig deep into it, but finances are really deep.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think I had asked you that one time, like, if we had to live in a a cardboard box, would you live in it? And you said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, I ain't trying to promote that. But the point of that was,
that could be a factor,
right?
That could lead a couple to divorce. Finances, emotional stability.
And a lot of people with money, like, that doing very well for themselves. The reason they even say that, and I even was thinking of that, is like, you can be up today and down tomorrow. And you want to make sure that person loves you for you, not the materials you have that's temporary. All these things that just can be gone in a mere second.
Yeah.
Can that person rebuild with you?
Yeah. And so tips on that is to have daily communication, check-ins to share your vision and values, and honestly recognize that conflict is not the issue. It's the silence. You can be upset with your spouse, but you need to talk it out. Don't allow silence to fester.
Right.
Okay. And our last 2 points, faith and plus forgiveness equals foundation. Our scripture reference here is coming from Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. The third strand is God. Without him, many couples fall under the weight of life's trials. Forgiveness is one of the hardest yet most powerful survival skills in marriage. We have to have a survivor's mentality so that we can begin to thrive. Like, there are seasons where a couple may shift. The dynamics of that couple shifts. Just like when you're out on the sea, the waters begin to shift. Like right now, in the time of this recording, it's storming outside. So that's a shift in the seasons.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of marriage, it's going to age, just like the people. It's going to, but if it's protected like good wine.
Mm-hmm. If it's protected, like you protect your brand, like you protect your business, like you protect your siblings. You know, we were growing up, somebody said something about your brother or sister, you were ready to go to bat for them. Why don't we go to bat for our husband or wife in the spirit and sometimes in the physical? Not physical fighting, but really having that fighter's mentality. Like, I'm fighting for this. I'm not just going to let anything come.
And just having a level of awareness.
Yeah.
And with that awareness, it goes into the next point of having practical protection for your marriage. The reason a three-stranded cord is not easily broken is because you have to build boundaries, not walls, but boundaries. It's something we talked about yesterday on Road Trip Conversations. If you haven't seen it, go back and see it on Instagram at Resilient Love Podcast. But nevertheless, build boundaries, not walls, because a marriage that has boundaries is just like a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay in the game without fouling out.
Right.
You can stay in the game without having too many timeouts. You know, so a lot of times the boundaries actually come from the outside. So protecting your marriage from things external.
Yes.
And then also having some things that's internal, that's just like, what's your example? I want to hear your thoughts on that. Internal boundaries.
Yeah, just having boundaries with, you know, what you're ready to share,
mm-hmm.
what you're not. There could be cases of, like, how you decompress. Like, for me, the way I decompress is I watch a show, or I just flat out take a nap. That's how I decompress from my work day. And so that is something that he knows now that, oh, Brianna's on her phone for the first maybe 30 minutes. Let me give her 30 minutes and then she'll be ready to rock. You know, so just understanding, like, it's not the person being funny, but that's how they get back in the groove of the family.
Right.
Like, every person has their little thing. And, like, his thing is, after work, he likes to just run a few errands. And they're needed errands, but
just time to clear my thoughts.
That's just his way of clearing his head, is walking around.
Right.
So, whether that's walking the neighborhood or walking at a store, that's just his way of clearing his head prior to coming in. So
respecting each other's internal boundaries created,
mm-hmm.
respecting each other's processes.
Yeah.
And respecting being patient with evolving. So as I get to our last point before we get ready to close out, this is something I think I was just talking to Brie about this, is like date nights.
Why you bother?
Because it's important. It's so important. Like, I remember one time when we first got married, it was like, we weren't doing jack. You know, we were doing more than stuff when we were dating than when we got married. So you have to keep the flame lit. You got to go out. You got to enjoy yourself. You got to make it enjoyable.
Right.
Like, create that fire that you had before you got married.
Yeah, in the words of my dad, start out like you can hold out.
Right.
And so if you're in a relationship, ask yourself this question. Are we building a moment or a marriage?
Mm.
Are we building a moment or a marriage? Because moments are nice. They're good for pictures to capture.
Aesthetics.
But you have to build legacy, lifelong love. And so we invite you to just stay connected with us. Go on Instagram, follow Resilient Love Podcast. Go on our YouTube channel, and you found us right here on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Please connect with us on social media, because we really want to build this thing. We have a book on Amazon, Confront the Conflict and Settle the Matter. We provided 5 steps just to really refocus and help couples to get back to the main thing, because conflicts do happen. And so that was something that Quentin and I had to navigate, conflict resolution. And so with us coming up on our next anniversary, it's always a great reminder for us to just reset, refocus. It's not to talk big or belittle anybody, but it's just a reminder for us to always stay grounded, to come back, to reset, to refocus. And honestly, we might have to switch it up. You know, what worked at year one is not going to be the same tactic at year 5. You know, you're going to have to switch it up when you get to year 10. So always have flexibility.
Every year may need a new prescription. So be willing to switch it up.
Oh yeah. And so, we are thinking about a new series, so stay connected, because a new series is coming for the summer, and we really want you guys to just plug in, because we are on a mission to help millennial couples specifically stay married, not just for people, but for purpose. Make it clear now, not for people, for purpose. So, yes, we brought up some key points on this episode, but we really want you to hear our heart. We want people to stay married on purpose, not for people. Okay?
Well, if you like this, you know what to do. Hit the like button. And if you love resilient love, hit that heart wherever you are.
Yeah. So
share this with somebody that might need it.
We love you guys. See you next video.
Peace.